This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain, and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
Youth and Age by Khalil Gibran. In my youth, the heart of dawn was in my heart, and the songs of April were in my ears. But my soul was sad unto death, and I knew not why. Even unto this day I know not why I was sad. But now, though I am with eventide, my heart is still veiling dawn, and though I am with autumn, my ears still echo the songs of spring. But my sadness has turned into awe, and I stand in the presence of life and life's daily miracles. The difference between my youth, which was my spring, and these 40 years, and they are my autumn, is the very difference that exists between flower and fruit. A flower is forever swayed with the wind and knows not why and wherefore. But the fruit, overladen with the honey of summer, knows that it is one of life's homecomings, as a poet when his song is sung no sweet content, though life has been bitter upon his lips. In my youth I longed for the unknown, and for the unknown I am still longing. But in the days of my youth, longing embraced necessity that knows naught of patience. Today I long not less, but my longing is friendly with patience, and even waiting. And I know that all this desire that moves within me is one of those laws that turns universes around one another in quiet ecstasy, in swift passion which your eyes deem stillness, and your mind a mystery. And in my youth I loved beauty in abhorred ugliness, for beauty was to me a world separated from all other worlds. But now that the gracious years have lifted the veil of picking and choosing from over my eyes, I know that all I have deemed ugly in what I see and hear is but a blinder upon my eyes, and wool in my ears. And that our senses, like our neighbors, hate what they do not understand. And in my youth I loved fragrance of flowers and their color. Now I know that their thorns are their innocent protection, and if it were not for that innocence, they would disappear forevermore. And in my youth, of all seasons I hated winter, for I said in my aloneness, winter is a thief who robs the earth of her sun-woven garment and suffers her to stand naked in the wind. But now I know that in winter there is rebirth and renewal, and that the wind tears the old ryman to cloak her with a new ryman woven by the spring. And in my youth I would gaze upon the sun of the day and the stars of the night, saying in my secret, how small am I, and how small the circle my dream makes. But today when I stand before the sun or the stars, I cry, the sun is close to me, and the stars are upon me, for all the distances of my youth have turned into the nearness of age. And the great aloneness which knows not what is far and what is near, nor what is small nor great, has turned into a vision that weighs not, nor does it measure. In my youth I was but the slave of the high tide and the ebb tide of the sea, and the prisoner of half-moons and full-moons. Today I stand at this shore, and I rise not, nor do I go down. Even my roots once every 28 days would seek the heart of the earth, and on the 29th day they would rise toward the throne of the sky. And on that very day the rivers in my veins would stop for a moment, and then would run again to the sea. Yes, in my youth I was a thing, sad and yielding, and all the seasons played with me and laughed in their hearts. And life took a fancy to me and kissed my young lips and slapped my cheeks. Today I play with the seasons, and I steal a kiss from life's lips ere she kisses my lips. And I even hold her hands playfully that she may not strike my cheek. In my youth I was sad indeed, and all things seemed dark and distant. Today all is radiant and near, and for this I would live my youth and the pain of my youth again and yet again. About this poem. Youth and Age appears in The Syrian World, Volume 1, Number 6. In the same issue, founder and editor Salome Mokarzel writes, "One almost longs to shake off the fetters of instinct and prompt age so as to the sooner partake of those exquisite pleasures which Khalil Gibran so eloquently describes in his peerless style. But one must needs be a disciple of Gibran to feel with his feeling and see with his vision. In him it is the soul of the true artist which sees through the veil of matter and is transported to the vast realm of the unknown. Of him it can be truly said that his feet rest on the ground, but his head rises high above the clouds." In Youth and Age, Gibran gives us a word picture of one of his trance-like moods that is captivating by its subtle charm.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.